The Prime Minister has sacked the veteran Liberal MP Philip Ruddock as chief government whip in the wake of Monday's failed leadership spill against Tony Abbott. The father of the house, as he's known, is the first casualty in the senior ranks of the government in the aftermath of that bruising leadership encounter. For more, our political reporter Naomi Woodley joins me now from Parliament House. Naomi, do we now know whether he was pushed or did he jump?
Peter, I think it's increasingly clear that he has been pushed. When the ABC contacted Mr. Ruddock when we first learned of this news this afternoon, he said that the position of whip is the gift of the leader. And we've now got a statement from the Prime Minister saying that he has made some changes to whip arrangements in the Liberal Party. We know the pair had a meeting last night, as Mr. Abbott has been having with other colleagues in the wake of Monday's push for a leadership spill. We first heard of this rumour last night that Mr. Ruddock might be being replaced, but as of midday, he was still the chief whip. But the statement from the Prime Minister, it thanks Mr. Ruddock for his, quote, extraordinary contribution to the country, the government and the Liberal Party. But it says he won't be the chief whip when MPs return to Canberra in a little over a week's time.
You said changes. Has anyone else got it in the neck?
No, they haven't. And in fact, Mr. Ruddock is definitely the loser out of this. He appears to be the only loser. One of his deputies as whip, there is one chief whip and two government whips. One of those, the Queensland MP Scott Buchholz, has been promoted to chief whip. Nola Marino, an MP from WA, will remain as whip, and she'll be joined by the Tasmanian MP Andrew Nikolic, who was one of the most strident MPs arguing against the need for a leadership spill. You might remember he sent several very strongly worded emails to his colleagues urging them not to go down this path. So clearly his loyalty to Mr. Abbott has now been rewarded.
To many people outside Canberra, it seems an arcane name, a chief government whip. Take us inside the process. Why would he be blamed for what happened to Mr. Abbott this week?
There's a couple of views on that, and it does go to how MPs interpret the role of the chief whip, as you say, an arcane term. There's a couple of different views. One is that as chief whip, Mr. Ruddock should have done more to shore up support for the Prime Minister in the lead up to Monday's vote for a spill. As we know, 39 Liberal MPs voted for there to be a leadership spill, and that was a higher number than what Mr. Abbott supporters were anticipating. The other view, also from Abbott supporters, is that Mr. Ruddock hasn't been doing a good enough job in canvassing backbench concerns and passing them on up to the Prime Minister. Remember, this leadership tension has in large part been driven by frustration on the backbench. So the Prime Minister's statement announcing these whip changes doesn't mention the leadership spill at all. That's not really very surprising. Just as we learnt this news, our colleague James Glenday was speaking to the Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop about the Bali Nine, as we've just heard, but he also asked her about Mr. Ruddock.
Do you know why Philip Ruddock will no longer be the chief whip in the lower house after this week's leadership spill?
These matters are for the leadership to determine who's best placed to act as chief government whip. And a decision has been made, and I'm assuming that that's been conveyed to Mr. Ruddock.
Do you think he was responsible for not getting enough numbers behind the Prime Minister earlier this week?
I don't believe there's any connection between the two matters.
That's the Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop speaking to James Glenday. Our political reporter Naomi Woodley is in Parliament House. It would seem odd that if that wasn't the reason, why would he go now?
Yeah, I think that's the question that people who within the party might be asking. Mr. Ruddock, as we all know, has had an extensive career within the Liberal Party, and the Prime Minister's statement does pay tribute to that. Over four decades of service, he says, to the Australian Parliament and the Australian people. He runs through his career as a minister through the life of the Howard government and a shadow cabinet secretary in opposition. Later this year, he'll become the second longest serving parliamentarian in our history. So Mr. Abbott's praise for Mr. Ruddock is effusive, and he says that he'll continue to serve as the member for Barara with distinction. That's his Sydney seat. But yes, the question is, if Mr. Ruddock has been such an adornment to the Liberal Party and such an adornment as chief whip, why did he need to go? The risk for the Prime Minister is that this move might be interpreted as the retribution he promised would not eventuate in the wake of that failed call for a leadership spill. And I think we'll just have to wait and see precisely how this plays out.
Indeed. Is one of the first observations here that when you say no recriminations, this is exactly that?
Well, exactly. And it's interesting to hear Julie Bishop say she doesn't think there's a connection. if there's not, then, as you say, why else would Mr. Ruddock be going? There is that, as I said, that view that perhaps over a longer term, not just in the past week, but over a longer term, Mr. Ruddock hasn't been active enough as a whip, canvassing the views of the backbench, making sure that the leadership were aware of what the backbench was thinking. But it goes back to that earlier point that you were making as well of what exactly is a whip meant to do. Essentially, their chief role is to make sure people turn up for votes, to make sure a government isn't embarrassed on the floor of Parliament by not having enough people in the chamber when a vote happens. You then get into differing opinions as to how much they're meant to be a cheerleader for the leadership, and I think that's where the questions have arisen in terms of Mr. Ruddock's actions in the past couple of weeks.
What insights can you give us into his replacement, the Queenslander?
Look, Scott Buchholz is, he certainly hasn't been in Parliament as long as Mr. Ruddock, because no one has. He's a MP that hasn't had a particularly high profile, and that's why this is something of an interesting choice. The Prime Minister's statement doesn't give us very much insight either. He says that Scott's a strong local member and is highly regarded within the party room, but that's the extent of it. He will be seen as someone who has been doing the job of a whip, so he has some experience in it. Obviously, the Prime Minister has confidence in him to carry out this role as a chief whip, but he's certainly not a high-profile member of the party in the way that Mr. Ruddock was.
Is there perhaps anything to be read into the fact that a Queenslander is a spear carrier for a New South Wales Prime Minister?
Look, I think that's a very interesting observation, particularly as we know so many Queenslanders were disappointed, upset, and were voting for the leadership spill on Monday. So, yes, it is an interesting choice in that respect as well.
All right, Naomi Woodley, thank you for that.